Municipal crews around the region have been digging into their snow clearing plans, prioritizing key routes to get as much traffic moving as soon as possible. In Victoria, emergency routes and main arteries are done first, including access to hospitals, fire stations and police departments. Hills and bridge decks are also a priority. The district of Saanich also starts with pre-identified residential hills, certain bus routes and pedestrian underpasses, overpasses. Michelle Mihovilic, Langford's Director of Engineering and Public Works, said the municipality called in its auxiliary plow drivers overnight Monday and had two dedicated plows going all night just on Bear Mountain Parkway. Maintenance on major corridors for emergency response vehicles has been ongoing, Mihovilic said. Where police, fire or ambulance need assistance, they call us directly and we can redirect plows or equipment to assist them. That happened Tuesday morning, when crews were sent to ensure access to a medical call. In both Saanich and Victoria, roads are treated with an anti-icing brine when cold weather is in the forecast. That brine can be effective for up to 3 days, according to Saanich. Victoria also has temperature sensors in the pavement that monitor road and sidewalk conditions in some spots, and help determine what action should be taken. Secondary road clearing priorities in Victoria include access to senior care centers and homeless shelters, collector roads and bus stops. Next come residential roads, city-owned parking lots, bike lanes, and such locations as the Galloping Goose Trail and West Song Walkway. After a big snowstorm, the latter category could take a week or more to finish, the city said. Saanich reminded owners that they are responsible for clearing snow from sidewalks adjacent to their properties, and are encouraged to assist neighbors when possible. Colwood expressed gratitude to those who have been lending a hand to others. View Royal's road maintenance is in the hands of Victoria Contracting, which is expected to have at least 3 snow removal vehicles in operation at all times, as needed. The company is required to have the roads cleared within 24 hours of snowfall stopping, and within 12 hours of snowfall stopping on such major routes as the Island Highway, Helmkin Road from the Island Highway to Burnside Road West and Watkiss Way from Helmkin Road to Burnside Road West. On the Saanich Peninsula, Central Saanich has 5 trucks fitted with plows, 2 bobcats and a number of commercial-type snowblowers. A contractor can be also be called in if required. Sydney staff is working in around-the-clock shifts to clear its approximately 55 kilometers of streets. After major streets are done, priority goes to the downtown area. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com, A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.